renovation to celebration. That's the mood here at The Crossing, a recently refurbished hotel that acts as a transitional living facility for poor homeless men, women, and families, but it houses so much more.
It's a place of love. It's a place of safety. It's a place of respect, where people are respected, where healthy relationships can grow, where people can be in community, where they can have hope, and where they can have an opportunity for a future.
It took more than a year for the Denver Rescue Mission to finish construction, but with 77 rooms and a capacity of just over 300 people, it appears the mission is accomplishing its goal to change lives.
It's brought us closer together as a family. We're finding out what our values are within our family, and we're actually almost ready to go to our own home.
I had to swallow my pride and take the help, because at this point I knew I needed the help. You know, I wasn't going to get out of this disaster by myself. At this point, I needed some help, and The Crossing's been wonderful.
And the mission keeps the atmosphere positive, partly because of self-sufficiency education programs, even though they can take more than a year to complete.
Some people sit here and think, my goodness, a month in or even a year-long program, I don't know if I can get to it. And my attitude is, I can't waste a minute of that year.
For the last 11 months, I've lived at The Crossing, and it has been the best decision I have ever made. It has enabled me to live on my own, along with the responsibility of paying rent, and to go out on my own, yet still have the security of these walls when I return home every night.
Inside these walls, you'll also find the Denver Broncos Youth Center. Funded by the organization, these family rooms are complete with computers, a children's library, and some bigger games that are making some of the adults jealous.
I wish I were 10. In fact, I may just take a shot at the air hockey table.
And hopefully with the Denver Rescue Mission's continued support, many more children will too. Reporting from The Crossing at Smith and Monaco Parkway, I'm Chris Hall.